this whole thing, we look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
You already know what time it is. We're Over the Top, the podcast with your host, Damon Hicks. You already know the father, the entrepreneur, the investor, the leader, the philosopher, all above. Stop playing with me. Let's get into it. Tap in.
This episode is sponsored by The Win, and The Win is my clothing brand, which represent a lot of inspirational quotes. You can get you a hoodie that says, growing mentally, physically, and spiritually, or you can get you a hoodie that says, watch me manifest everything I want, or you can get you a hoodie or a shirt that says, elevate. All those in a lot of sizes, different colors. You can go to the website called thewin.store, or you can hit the link in my bio. My Instagram name is _IamDamon, and I'm going to put it in the podcast as well. So enjoy this episode.
All right, so I'm back with another one, man, with Over the Top, the podcast. And, man, I just want to say I thank everybody that be listening to my podcast. And I want to say this to y'all, man. I think everybody should make a podcast. I mean, it's fun. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? And this episode, something I've been wanting to do for a little minute, because I never got the chance to speak about my book and why I wrote it and the steps and the behind story behind it. I feel like I should share it with y'all just for the simple fact of I know a lot of people want to write their own book. I know a lot of people want to know the backstory behind it, how I did it, what happened with it. Now, it's a long story, too. And I want to share it with y'all. But again, I want to appreciate all y'all for listening to my podcast. And I feel like all y'all should make a podcast as well. If you listen to the end of this episode. Oh, snap, my bad, y'all. If y'all listen to the end of this episode, you could figure out how I be doing it, how I put it on Apple Podcasts, how I put it on all the platforms, Spotify and all that. I give y'all the game on how to do it. It's easy. You can make money doing it and all that. You know what I'm saying? So let me get to what I was going to say. So, yeah, so I had made the book called Keys to Elevate, man, and it was a long process, you know, just for one, writing it, you know. And when I came with the idea, see, I'm already writing another book for the year 2022, and that's going to be my long book. That might be like 200 pages or 120 pages, I don't know, something like that. So when I came with the idea for this book, I wanted to make something short because, you know, the people in our generation don't really read like that. So the smart thing to do was to have a book where it's three, you know, a couple of chapters where you could be able to read, you know, not, you could read it fast and you'd be able to get to point. If you are a reader, then you understand that sometimes it'd be annoying reading a book when they repeating themselves throughout the whole book. It's like, dang, I want to get to the point of what you're talking about. So the book I wrote, I wanted to get to the point of it. You see what I'm saying? So I came with the idea. I was at work one day, and a friend of mine texted me and was like, how did I get the mindset? How did I switch my mindset? How did I change all this? So I'm like, all right, well, let me write something. You know what I'm saying? And my birthday was coming up. So I'm like, let me drop it on my birthday. So I decided to write three chapters: environment, positive thinking, and intentional action, right? So this, it get crazy, y'all. So I ended up writing it, whatever, taking my time, doing my thing. I'm writing it. So I write it on paper at work, get to the crib and write it on my laptop. So the crazy part behind that is I ended up writing it or whatever. So now I needed to find the editor for it. So I get to trying to find the editor for it, texting everybody, you know, who edit, going to this app called Fiverr, looking for editors or whatever. So I ended up having my mama edit it because she knows what she's doing or whatever. So she edited it for me, right? I got it back. I read it. She added a couple extra things to my stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel about that. But, I mean, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up texting my stepsister, and she ended up having somebody that actually know how to edit. So she ended up sending me his number. So I ended up texting him and having him edit when my mother edited for me. So I got to edit it two times. You know what I'm saying? So I'm turned up. You feel me? My birthday coming up. My birthday, September 15. My birthday coming up. So I'm like, dang, I made three chapters, you know, environment, positive thinking, and intentional action. I'm about to turn up, you know what I'm saying? This mug cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm reading it over, I'm liking it, but I got the edits back from bro after he edited my work for me, you know what I'm saying? Proofread it and edited it. And I read it, and it was just, I ain't gonna lie, it didn't sound like me like that. So I'm looking at him like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I forget about it. I hold my project. I ended up starting making the cover for my book. So the first cover I came with, it's crazy. Let me pause this part right here and just say this. Whenever you're creating stuff, make sure you have people around that can judge your work for you, because, you know, you could be going in one direction and thinking it's tight or dope or whatnot, and it might not be as hard as you think it is. So make sure you always got people around you that you can send your work to make sure that you ain't tripping, because you don't want to put something out there and it's trash and you think it's hard, but it's trash. So always have people that give you good judgment. And I'm gonna get deeper into the story so I can see what I mean. So I was figuring out the cover for my stuff, so Keys to Elevate. So the first cover I come with was a guy with keys in his hand. And, you know what I'm saying, I liked it because I'm like, okay, go with what I'm writing about, you know what I'm saying? Keys to Elevate, you know what I'm saying? So I had that on there. So I'm chilling one day, and I'm talking to a female friend of mine, and I'm like, I'm telling about my book or whatever, and I'm excited about dropping it. And so after that, I'm like, she like, let me see your cover. I'm like, all right, I'm going to send it to you. So I sent her the cover, and she, I don't think I like that. I'm like, you don't? Why? I marked up another one. So the other one that I had was Keys to Elevate, was a nice background of like a sea a little bit. So I sent that to her. She, nah, I don't like that either. It don't look, it don't go with, you ain't giving what it's supposed to give. So I'm like, dang. So I ended up looking at some other ones. And I ended up coming with the background of like buildings or whatnot. And it just looked nice. It just looked, I don't know, I just like the way it looked. I'm pretty sure y'all like the way it looked too. So I come with that, sent it to her. She like, yep, that's it. So boom, I come with that. So a couple more weeks go by, you know, I set that up, you know. I get my edits back. I ended up having a copywriter. I copywritered it or whatever. So I'm sitting back thinking, how am I going to put this, you know, book out? Because, you know, I want to tell y'all one thing. Whenever you come with a project, anything that you want to do, you got to make sure you do it. You got to make sure you do it and you do it hard. Like, you got to go all out for it. Because if you ain't serious about your own project or your own work, nobody is going to be serious about it. If you ain't taking a share, if they don't see you doing the most about your own stuff, they ain't going to be turned up about it. So, you know, I started making posts like, about to come with my book, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to turn up. Damn, it's crazy. I'm gonna turn up, get people, you know, excited, ready to see it. Making posts like, hey, damn, should I post the cover? You know, everybody engaging. When you get people engaging with it, that's when you get them anticipated for what it's gonna look like and when you're gonna drop it. So anyways, I get the edits back, and they sitting there, they just chilling, waiting for my birthday to come. So I think it was like 4 days or 5 days before my birthday, I'm chilling at this female house, this little chick I talked to, and we sitting there or whatever. And I remember my mama told me that always make sure you have somebody, a couple people pre-read it before you drop anything, or you so they might find some mistakes. So I'm like, all right, let me have her read it, you know what I'm saying? I forgot. I'm like, dang, I forgot. It's 4 days from my birthday. This one I'm going to drop in. Made a post, all that, you know? So I'm like, read my stuff for me. So for my surprise, she was hella interested. She read it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a quick read. You could be able to get, you know, it's a quick read. So she ended up reading it, right, y'all? And the girl said, this is trash. I'm like, she said, it's trash. So I'm sitting there like, dang, it's trash? She like, yeah, it just don't sound like you. And y'all remember when I said, when I first read it from the edit, she got back from my buddy, from the guy that edited my stuff, that I said it didn't sound like me a little bit. And then remember I told y'all that my mama edited it for me, and she added a couple words that wasn't what I say. So she was like, yeah, this ain't it. And, you know, I think you could do better. So she said that. Now, remember, y'all, I said I was going to drop it on my birthday, which was 5 days. This is 5 days. So now I gotta rewrite so now I'm thinking in my head like, dang, I should just go ahead and rewrite the whole thing since you said you don't like it like that. And I know what y'all thinking, like, maybe her judgment or not, she wasn't, cause it was watered down, you know what I'm saying? I had my mother edit it, then I had somebody else edit it. So it was watered down. By the time it came back to me, it didn't sound like me. So I ended up like thinking to myself like, okay, she said, you know what I'm saying, it don't sound like me, you know what I'm saying, I think I can make it better. So I'm like, all right, let me get serious about it. So I get to trying to write something that same night, the same day she told me that, same night that she told me that. I get on my laptop and I started from square one, environment. Okay, think about environment. What do you feel about environment? You know what I'm saying? You started it off based off of someone telling you how to change your mindset. First, I came with environment because I feel like that's what you got to change first, your environment, the people that you surround yourself with. you know, where you spend your days, you know what I'm saying, the people that you talk to on a daily, your environment, you know what I'm saying, even if it's physically your environment, like if you somewhere you shouldn't be, you know, go somewhere else so you can start thinking clearer, so you can start being inspired. But anyway, let me get back to the story. So I end up like starting with the first chapter, and I think I got like two sentences in. I'm like, damn, I can't even concentrate, can't get my focus on. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just do it tomorrow, and I'm gonna go to the library and do it tomorrow. So I ended up going to the library, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, okay, I'm about to go crazy with it. So I don't know about y'all, but I got to get in that mode. When you writing something, taking something outside your brain and putting it on pen and paper, I mean, or just putting it on the computer, you got to really, like, get in that mode, you know what I'm saying? So I started to put the headphones in, and I put some music in, and I got into that mode, you know what I'm saying, environment, boom. Killed the first chapter. Killed it. Went crazy on it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dang. I stayed at the library for like a couple hours too, because I wanted to make sure that that first chapter was good, which is, the first chapter is really my favorite chapter, but when I ask everybody, they say the last chapter is their favorite chapter. It's kind of intentional action. But yeah, so I ended up finishing the first chapter. Boom. So I get to the crib or whatever. I'm like, okay, I need to start working on the second chapter, because y'all know it's day four now. It's my birthday dropped in 4 days, and that's when I said I was going to drop it. So I get to the crib, I'm like, all right, let me start working on this second chapter, which is positive thinking. So I get in that mode again, y'all. I'm just get to typing, get to thinking about all the things I feel about positive thinking and just different stories. It's crazy because I rewrote that positive thinking like twice, because when I started talking about somebody else's story, and I'm like, nah, I got to write my own story from my own perspective. You know, I was going to talk about when my mom had got sick, you know, and all different type of things I was going to talk about, but I ended up writing something else. I got to get the book, man. I think y'all going to like it. But so I ended up writing positive thinking, killed that mug. I'm turned up about it. You know, that's another one everybody liked, that chapter too. So I killed that mug. So day three come. My birthday about to come in 3 days. So I'm like, all right, I got to get this last chapter done. So I think chapter three is my shortest chapter as well. This is crazy. So I get to writing chapter three, boom, and I get stuck. I'm like, dang, man, like, dang, what else could I put? And it was like, I feel like, y'all, whenever y'all get in the point where you feel like you're forcing something, when you feel like you're forcing something, you just stop right there and then come back to it, because when you come back, it's going to be better. You're going to be straight. So that's what I did. I stopped, came back to it. It was day two, came back to it, boom. So remember, I tell you, it was day two. I'm like, ah, man, this is getting crucial. I still got to send it off to get copyrighted. I still got to edit the book. I got to put the... It's a lot to it, y'all. So I'm gonna put y'all on the game. So if y'all ever want to write a book, y'all can do the same thing. Cause it was a whole, it's a long story, man. Hold the whole tight, stay listen to it. So I ended up finishing the third chapter, which is my shortest chapter too. But it's the chapter, like I said, it's the chapter everybody likes. So I guess it was short to the point. It hit hard. That's why I came with it, because, you know, three chapters, you could get. It's a powerful book to me. You know, you can go back to it anytime you want to. So, boom, I ended that. I did that. So the next step was to get it copyrighted. Sent that out to get copyrighted. And the next step was to put it on my computer, put it on the platform, whatever that I needed to. So, look, this is where it get crucial, y'all. This is where it get crucial. So I already know I was going to put it on Amazon. This is where the marketing come at. I already know I was going to put it on Amazon. But see, Amazon only give you 60% of your profits, right? They take 30%. So I'm like, okay, I want 100% of my profits. I knew about this other platform where I could put it on there and get 100% of my profits. So this is where it get deep. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, let me put it out there. Boom. I'm only dropping 25 copies of my book. You know what I'm saying? After that, you know, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? You can fuck with it. Yeah, you know. So... I ended up getting everything done a day before my birthday. So, you know, I ended up making that post, y'all. I'm dropping 25 copies. Scarcity is what make you sell, or what makes sell. That's why I like Jordan sells so much. I don't know if y'all know about marketing. That's why Jordan sells so much, because the person can resell the Jordans if nobody, everybody wants to. Y'all know what I'm good to. But anyway, so I ended up thinking like, okay, I could drop it on this website and I get 100% of my profit, sell out. I know I can sell out. I see a lot of people that want it. You know, that's it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to drop it on Amazon. And I'm going to come back and drop it on Amazon because, you know, people put it on Amazon. People like, damn, your shit on Amazon. You turn it up. Yeah, I'm turning it up. So, all right, boom. 12 o'clock hit my birthday. It was fast forward. My birthday come. I drop it. Turned up. Drop it at 12 o'clock. Boom. I think I sell like 10 of them in that first like 30 minutes. Like, I was turned up. Like, damn, I'm turned up. So, let me tell y'all something about social media, too, for the people that want to come out with projects and stuff. So, it's two things. It's one thing that'll really make a person buy into whatever you're selling. They want to see your face with a product. Once you do that, it's game time. Once I did that, it was game time. I'm going to get to that point, though. So, first thing what I did, I dropped the book cover and said, happy birthday to myself. Y'all can go get my book. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Sold 10 copies, 30 minutes. Boom. Throughout that day, my sales was going up. I mean, throughout the day, the next day, my sales was going crazy. I ended up selling out, I think, around like 3:30 that evening. So, I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm turned up. I made a post, sold out. It's a wrap. Hella people hit me up like, man, I ain't even get to get it. Remember I told y'all, it's all about marketing. It's all about, so remember that platform I told y'all about, I get the 100% of profits. So, you know, I got 100% of my profits. I sold out 100% of my profits. So that was a platform that you could just go to. You could see everything. It's the same thing, just like Amazon. It's just a different platform. Amazon is a bigger platform, you know. So, you know, if you associate yourself with Amazon, people just assume that you're a big dog, which you is a big dog if you get your shit on. So I ended up like, all right, so what I'm going to do later on tonight, I'm going to post it on Amazon and say if you didn't get the chance to get it, I'm putting out more copies. So I ended up waiting later on that night. Remember, I told y'all the face with the product is really get y'all. So I ended up taking some pictures or whatever, and I took the pictures. I made a video like, boom, it's on Amazon. If y'all want it, go grab it. Man, when I tell y'all, when it got on Amazon, that mug went crazy. Then on top of that, when I posted it on my Facebook, that mug went dumb too. Oh my gosh, like, hey, took the sales to a whole nother level. But it's just like how you present yourself and what it is that you're selling. You know what I'm saying? I heard the old saying, I ain't even gonna say that was it, but anyway, yeah. So I ended up posting that, my picture with my book, and then I posted it on Amazon. When it went on Amazon, everybody just took it to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? And the people that been waiting to get it, they ended up getting to get it. So I ended up going crazy on there. I put a certain amount on there, ended up selling out on there. And then I don't know if y'all ever got to see the people that's listening, but I ended up having a #1 new release on Amazon. You go look on my Instagram page too and see that. But I ended up adding that. Now that, when I seen that, that wasn't a part of my marketing stuff. But when I seen that, that really turned my sales all the way up. Because once I posted that, it was two things that made my stuff turn up. But the #1 release was one of them. So when I posted, I got the #1 release on my Instagram and Facebook. That made my sales go even more crazier and went up, whatever. So this is where I pivoted. This was the next marketing move. So I'm like, dang. I'm looking at Instagram, and y'all know how y'all see when they say, like, a rapper from Florida, such and such, such, just got into it with a person, or a person from New York City, and then it got the caption over the top of the picture and stuff like that. I'm like, who be making these? And I'm just thinking, like, you can make these yourself, you feel me? So I'm like, okay, now this is where the marketing come in, y'all, for real, like, the crazy marketing, the crazy ideas, like, all that, this is where it really come in at. And, you know, I'm a marketer. I'm a businessman. I got my business. So I'm like, all right, let me create my own. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Because I did sell out. So I'm like, all right, let me make a little thing. I did a little thing, made it, put the caption on there. Indianapolis, Indiana, young man from Indianapolis sells out under 24 hours his book. Post my book and my picture. Put it on there. So I'm like, all right, I'm putting it on Facebook first. So on my Facebook, I put hey, y'all, when I post this on my Instagram, it's going to turn up. We got to start marketing ourselves like we celebrities. Why not? You know? Because who says that the celebrities don't be putting their own, you know what I'm saying, be having these little places be doing it for? I think they do. You know what I'm saying? anyway, yeah. So I ended up doing that. When I posted it on my Facebook, I don't know if people didn't see the caption. I don't know if they just read the picture that I made. I don't know if they read the caption and was inspired and was like, damn, that's tight. That's a good idea. don't know. Mug got 300 shares on Facebook. It turned up. I'm like, dang. If y'all want to see that, y'all go look on my Facebook page, too, as well. It's just like crazy. Real stuff is crazy to me. Put it on my Instagram. Went crazy on my Instagram, too. So, like, this is the little stuff that I'm saying, like, when it comes to marketing, coming with products and just like that. But, again, like I said, I wanted to make a book that was short and to the point and that was powerful. Three powerful chapters that you can always go back to. And, you know, the people in our generation, they don't read. So, it's like, I solved the problem, you know what I'm saying? I made it where you could read it between, you know, 20 to 25 minutes, you done with it. You know, and you get a powerful message between those little times. And, again, anybody that want to write a book, I feel like you can write a book. You can do whatever you put your mind to. And my next book that I'm coming out in the year 2022 is going to go crazy. But I'm going to go market a different type of way with that book just because I know how far I could go with it now. You got to think. This is what I thought to myself. After I sold all the copies of the books, I said, why didn't I sell 1 million copies of my book? I sold a lot of copies of my book, but why didn't I sell 1 million copies of my book? What's the difference between me and a person that sold 1 million copies of the book? I'm going to tell y'all what's the difference. The difference is they have access to more people. Once I get access to more people, I could be able to sell way more of whatever it is that I'm selling. Even if y'all, when y'all come with y'all business or if you already got a business, think about that. The access of the people, the access of the people will make you sell more of your products. Like, you wonder how a person like Rick Ross or Kevin Hart could come with a book and sell 1 million copies and be on Times Square. You know how that? Because they have access to more people. It doesn't matter if their book is good or bad. If 1 million people bought their book, that's $1 million+ off of them having access to that many people. So next year, I'm going to put myself in a position where I can have access to more people. I network more people. Go to a different city where there's more people. Because of Indianapolis, Indiana, you know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of people. I did another, I made a post on my Instagram as well. I don't know if y'all seen it, but I had a post where it was like 600,000 black people in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then if you went to like Atlanta, it was like 3.something million people. So you see the difference between the access of people you could be able to reach once you're coming out with a product. So next year when I come with my product and I come with my brand, I want to come with I want to put myself in a position where I got access to more people. But again, if y'all interested in getting my book, you can get it in my link in my bio. I think it'll help everybody. I always go back to it myself and read it. Very inspired. I'm inspired by my own self. Environment, positive thinking, and intentional action. Man, it was just wild. But I just feel like I can go into that. Let me go into that too. So, environment, I'm going to go a little bit into each little chapter. So environment, I was just, you know, like I said, you know, it's the people you surround yourself with. Who are you talking to on a daily? I talked about some experience in my life where I gave an example about some experiences in my life, how environment changed my way of thinking and my way of living, you know. And so then the next chapter was positive thinking. That one, I don't even want to say nothing about it. It kind of explains itself, but I gave some deep, deep stuff in there, too, just about my life, too, some experiences that I had. And then intentional action, I could give y'all that. I'll give y'all some game on that. So my thing is, if you know what you want to do, you got to be intentional about it. And then on top of that, put in action. A lot of people get too tapped into the manifestation thing. I believe in manifestation, but you got to understand nothing is going to manifest without putting that action in. Got to put that work in. Everything you talking about, cool. You can write it down. You can say it all you want. But until you actually put that work in, ain't nothing going to manifest for you. Like I said in the last episodes before, a farmer can plant a seed right now. He can pray about it. He can talk. He can do all type of stuff. But if you ain't planting that seed and watering it, maintaining it, taking out all the weeds around it, you know, watching, making sure it's straight, it ain't going to work. So whatever you got, your dreams, your goals, whatever you got in your mind, hey, start with it today. Real life, start with it today. That's how I came with my book. I'm like, all right, I got to execute on it. It's intentional action. I know what I want to do, so now I got to put action towards what I want to do. It was some deep stuff that I said in that too. And like I said, that was the one everybody liked. That was the favorite chapter, intentional action. So yeah, whatever you want to do, whatever you got in your mind, like, figure it out. I'm going to tell you another tip too. Before I even wrote my book, I used to listen to these audio books by Jim Rohn. He a motivational speaker or whatever. And he said, whatever you want to do, if somebody that already done what you want to do, follow their blueprint. So what I did before I wrote my book, I went on YouTube. How do I write a book? Where do I put the platforms? How do I put it on Amazon? How do I put it on the platform that gave me 100%? I'm trying to figure out all these things, but it's about putting into action. How do I get my book covered? How do I copyright my book? All these things is what I had to do to put in an intentional action. I'm intentional about what I want to do, so I want to get it accomplished. All right, after I write my book, how am I going to market my book? You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than what people think, you know? It's easier said than done, but I'm giving y'all the tips and the skill. Like, I'm giving y'all the game I wish somebody gave me. Like, you literally could go on YouTube, look at the blueprint. I literally went on YouTube, and how do I write a book and put it on Amazon? From step one, the guy on there gave you from step one, all the steps you needed, he gave it to you. And I literally paused it, boom, okay, go on to Safari, do this. All right, write my book first. You got to write it first before you do any of that. You know, you got to figure out what it is that you want to write about, what's the message you want to give, all that. So I had to figure out all that when it came to writing my book. And next year it's going to be on a whole nother level because now I know how social media works. Let me tell y'all something that was even funny. So this is how funny social media is. I remember the 300 shares I told you I got. Man, I was seeing people resharing my stuff, talking about something. I bought two copies. And I'm looking at my email. I'm looking at my email because it'll pop up when somebody buy. And I'm like, man, why she just lie? She like, I just bought two copies. Y'all need to go grab y'all one. And I'm sitting there like, why she just lie talking about she bought two copies? No, she ain't buy no two copies. She ain't buy none of them. But I mean, I guess it was, you know, free promo for me. But yeah. And another thing I just want to say too, y'all, like, get used to people that you love and care about not supporting you when it comes to me. That's how I feel. Because there's a lot of people in my family still ain't even read my book, purchased my book. I don't even think they even shared a picture of my book or a picture of me in my book. Like, but you know it's all good though, because I still sold all that, but it's like, you know, it don't cost nothing to share nobody's stuff. It don't cost nothing for your family to do it. But I'm saying it's going to be the people that's close to you. Like my pops, he still ain't even read my book. You know how many times he's talking about he's going to buy it, he ain't buy it. Not to say nothing against you because I love my pop, but it's like, you know, people that's closest to you, they'd be the last person to support if you ask me. You can ask anybody else to do a business. If you do business and you listen to this, you probably know. How many of your family members have shared or reshared your book? How many people your family have reshared whatever it is that you're doing? If you do music, if you do nails, if you just got ideas and dreams that you done posted, how many of them like supported it? I'm pretty sure y'all know. I just had to make an episode about this too, because it's just like I wanted to share it. And it's a lot of questions. If y'all got some questions on it, you can inbox me too. It's just I wanted to share this. I ain't even get to really get into deep about it because I wish I had somebody ask me the question, but I just go ahead and do it. You got to get to it. So, hey, tap into the next episode. I got something special for y'all. I got a very special guest for y'all. So tap into the next episode. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode as well. I hope y'all enjoyed that episode. Look, I want y'all to go check out my book, which is called Keys to Elevate. 3 powerful chapters: environment, positive thinking, and intentional action. These are the keys to elevate. This is just my philosophy. I feel like it'll help a lot of people out. And it's only $9.99, which is $10 going investing to yourself. You can grab that in my link in my bio on Instagram. My Instagram name is _IamDemond. Go check that out. I promise you won't regret it. And so, look, man, I'm going to add this segment to the end of it, man. If you know anybody that want their brand promoted or anything, make sure you inbox me at _IamDemond on Instagram. I'm interested in putting anybody, you know, any segment, anybody to do music, anybody to do lashes. If you want your if you a female and you want your lashes, if you a barber and you want your stuff promoted, if you know anybody that want anything promoted, I'm not charging much, putting one segment in the beginning, one segment in the end. You know what I'm saying? So if you know anybody that want their things promoted, let me know and inbox me.